This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Wow, Sendia Vuma, Guwe, Itembalami, Gandige, Bapulapuli Bonge, Aba, Si Jongile, Yoge Pa, Gu, Lamaza, Omoya, Facebook. They can tell Indoba, I am not alone up a studio, Sinaloge, Undwenweletu, and Zamela, Ukuba, as the introducer. Then from there, Sibes Yangena, straight to the point as to why he is here. Fundis. Mandinigel ba uzbulsele kuba phulaphuli ba kwa Radio K Pulpit.
Inkosi kakhulu mfundisi, ngithathe le thuba ngibulisa mfundisi, ngibulisa abaphulaphuli ba kwa Radio K Pulpit, the viewers ba ku Facebook Live. Siyabonga kakhulu mfundisi, uNkulunkulu asigcinile ukuthi sibe khona on this wonderful day. Umfundisi uMkhwanazi lona,
wow.
Umuzi igama. Inkosi kakhulu mfundisi.
Wow, mfundisi siyakwamkela. We really are grateful to God to have you once again up at a studio. We know kuti you always come and be a blessing kuba phulaphuli bethu ba kwa Radio K Pulpit. I believe there is a message that you have for us for today. Before I waste any further of your time, let me give over to you for you to share with our listeners the message that you have.
Enkosi kakhulu mfundisi. The message for today, we're going to be brief mfundisi, but
yeah.
we are not going to be preaching today. We just want to talk to Mphulaphuli today.
Wow.
So it will be more like a teaching than a preaching.
Okay.
So but we will also not restrict the Holy Spirit.
Xa
umoya ongcwele amuva kwenye direction, we are not going to be rigid and not want to be flexible.
Yeah.
But the plan is that we are going to have a teaching today. We're going to focus on our main scripture, will be Romans chapter 12,
wow.
verse 1 to 2. But the key verse is verse number 2. It says that the title of that chapter says, Living Sacrifices to God. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Verse number 2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Let me repeat verse number 2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Father, we thank you for the reading of your word. Let it bless us. Let it change us, O God. Let it transform us, O God. Transform our minds in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, because we know that when our minds are transformed, our lives will definitely be transformed. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bless your holy name. Father, we pray for each and every listener and the viewers, oh God, by Facebook Live. We pray that you may bless them. Let them benefit, oh God, from this ministry in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
So, Inkosi kakhulu mfundisi, greetings once more to the listeners and the viewers. And I would also like to acknowledge my wife and my child at home. And yeah, before I go deep into the message, mfundisi, I just want to say that sometimes it's good when one has been born again for a very long time. That is very good. As long as it does not end up getting into one's head to say that now that I've been born again for 10 years, for 15 years, there's nothing more that I can learn. It becomes very dangerous when we look at the experience, when we look at the number of years that one has been born again, and think that now I'm fine, now I'm comfortable. I will just make this analogy, mfundisi. Lately, when I'm driving, I'll be driving behind a learner driver. I don't know if you've been driving for a very long time. Umphulaphuli can tell you that it's not easy driving behind a learner driver, because you get frustrated. You you lose patience on the road. And you lose patience on the road, not because the learner driver is wrong. Remember, the learner driver is someone that is following each and every rule of the road that must be followed. And you also must do the same. When the traffic light, Mfundisi, becomes amber, others, they say orange, the learner tried to speed and try to pass the traffic light. But the learner driver will say, oh, I need to prepare to stop. But someone who has been driving for a very long time, when the traffic light becomes amber, they speed and want to jump the traffic light. So why am I saying this, Mfundisi? Is that it's very important for us to learn from those that are just getting born again now. Because those ones, they are still excited, Mfundisi. When you say we are fasting this week, they are fully into fasting. When you say there's Bible study this week, they are fully into it. But Tina, that have been born again for a very long time, we say no, but I know what they'll be teaching, good Bible study. I know what they'll be talking about, good prayer. So I'm not interested in going there. So I just want to use this analogy to challenge us. It's very important for us to revisit the things that we used to do before. In the book of Revelations, it says that strengthen that which is about to die. So now I'm saying to Mpulapuli, Mpulapuli, you used to fast before. You used to read the word. You used to meditate on the word. But now that you've been born again for a very long time, you stopped doing those things. You used to empower your mind. You used to read books. You used to do everything that was supposed to be done by a Christian. But now that you've been born again for a very long time, you've stopped doing those things. So I'm here to encourage Mpulapuli to say that it's not late to go back to the basics. It's not late to go back to the simplicity of the gospel, because the power that we are so desperately looking for, Mfundisi, is in the simplicity of the gospel. Not in the big things that we think that we need, but it is in the simplicity. All right, Mfundisi, so the mind, when I look into our Christian walk, it is one thing that is neglected the most. It's rare that you'll go to a service, they are preaching about empowering your mind, or they are preaching about renewing your mind. So it's very important. It's very important, but it's neglected. We focus on the building the spirit. We focus on fasting. We focus on fasting for 40 days, for whatever number of days, but we neglect this mind. We neglect this mind. And so I'm here today to say to Mpulapuli, Mpulapuli, let's focus on this mind. Because now what God has done, Mfundisi, he has given us the formula to say that if you want your life to be transformed, you need to work on your mind. Now, when I renew my mind, I know automatically my life is going to be transformed. You see, it was going to be a challenge, Mfundisi, if the Bible said, be ye transformed, then go by full stop. But it said, be ye transformed. But how do I get transformed? By the renewal of your mind. So it means the preaching of the mind is very important, Mfundisi, because it emphasizes the importance of aligning our thoughts with the will of God. It emphasizes the importance of being in harmony with the will of God. So it's very important that we prioritize it. As Mpulapuli is listening, they need to tell themselves, Suguti, let me focus on working on my mind this week. So in the book of Isaiah, Mfundisi, chapter 26, verse 3, it says, you will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. So how does Mpulapuli apply this verse, Mfundisi? Mpulapuli must intentionally focus on God in the midst of many storms that are around. Mpulapuli must be intentionally focusing on God in the midst of so many voices that are speaking. The voice of rent, the voice of sickness, the voice of poverty. But they must tell themselves, good, you know what? I'm going to put my mind on God. Because now, Unkulunkulu has promised to say, when you put your mind on me, then peace will come. We don't seek peace, Mfundisi. We don't go after peace. We don't go after provision. But we seek the provider. In us seeking the provider, provision will come. In us seeking the healer, healing will come. In us seeking God himself, in us, I'm fully focusing on him, peace will come. It's going to be a futile exercise, Mfundisi, if I go after peace, I look for peace. There are so many people that are looking for peace in movies. There are so many people that are looking for peace in so many things, but they are not finding that peace. They are void of that peace. And now the solution today it is found in Jesus Christ. Peace is found in God. You go to God. Jesus. You fully focus on Him. In the book of, I think it's Psalms. In the book of Psalms, chapter number 27, verse number 1. Before I speak about that chapter, when in the past, when I would be weak, I would pray and say, Lord, give me strength. Lord, give me strength. But I noticed something, which the more I pray and ask for strength, that's the more I become weak. That's the more I become weaker and weaker. Now I thought, no man, but there should be something that I'm missing that I need to apply. For me, when I pray for strength, then I receive it.
Yeah.
Up until I came across Psalms chapter 27, verse 1, I will read it. It says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? So now, as I kept declaring this verse, now I notice that I'm gaining strength. I'm gaining strength. So what am I saying to Mphulaphuli? I'm saying, Mphulaphuli, when you have God, you will not need to pray for strength. So what you need to do, you declare this verse in your prayer closet. When you are feeling weak, you declare this verse. You say, Lord, you are my strength. That's why there's this verse that says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. So you keep declaring those scriptures, the joy of the Lord. Imagine if your joy was depending on me. Then people would be miserable if their joy were depending on me. So you declare, the joy of the Lord is my strength. So in the book of Psalms 37, verse 3, it says, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. I like this part. So now, the most powerful way of renewing your mind, you feed on the faithfulness of God. How do you feed on the faithfulness of God? You remind yourself of his goodness. You remind yourself of the good things that the Lord has done for you.
Jesus.
As you are doing that, you are intentional about focusing on the good things that the Lord has done for you. And trust me, whatever situation you are facing, whatever problem you are facing, it's definitely going to be resolved. Because you are intentional to say, you know what, I'm going to focus on the one that has healed me. I'm going to focus on the one that has provided in my life. As you do that, you will see that things are going to be getting better in your life. So it is very important for us to remember that we have the mind of Christ. That is found in the book of Philippians chapter 2 verse 5. It says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So you need to engage this mind. In principle, is in you. But you need to reinforce it. You keep enforcing it. You keep telling yourself, I have the mind of Christ. As you do that, you feed on the word of God. You feed on the faithfulness of God. Meaning, you starve the negativity. You starve the sickness. You starve the destruction. You starve the lies. You starve everything that is negative. You instead of focusing on the darkness, you focus on the light. As you focus on the light, you will see your life will be transformed. That's how your mind is being renewed. You renew it by the word. You renew it by what you meditate on. So in the book of Colossians, Mfundisi, chapter 3, verse 2, it says, set your mind on things above, not on the things here on earth. So you are intentional about applying this scripture. You say, Lord, I'm going to focus on the things that are above. Yes, we are not saying that things are not going to be happening around you, but you don't focus on them. You don't give them attention. You give attention to God. You give attention to the giver of life. And as you do that, you will see that your life will be changing. In the book of 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7 says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. So it means we are given this sound mind. But how do you maintain it? You maintain it by feeding on the word. You maintain it by declaring scripture upon your life. That's how you maintain this sound mind. Yes, destruction will come, but you don't focus on destruction. You say, Lord, you have given me sound mind. Therefore, I'm going to focus on this sound mind that you have given me. I'm going to read the scripture. I'm going to read spiritual materials that are in line with the word of God, that are in line with the scripture. So now, Mfundisi, let's check our main scripture, the one that we spoke about.
Yes.
Apostle Paul gives us a very powerful revelation here by the Spirit of God. He says, do not conform to the pattern of this world.
Yeah.
He says, Mfundisi, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And Apostle Paul, Mfundisi, what he's telling us here, he says that, yes, you are in the world, but you don't have to think like them.
Yeah.
You don't have to reason like them. You don't have to look the way that they look. You don't have to adopt their perception. You don't have to look through their perspective as well. So
yeah.
Apostle Paul says that the essence of your good spiritual health is found in you renewing your mind. So now you need to be intentional about renewing your mind. You see, Mfundisi, throughout the week I've been feeling this flu, but you will never hear me say I have flu, because I am intentional about what I receive. The Bible says in the book of James, the good and perfect gift, every good and perfect gift comes from the Lord, the Father, Abba Father. So flu is not good, Mfundisi. Flu is not a perfect gift. So as much as I might feel headaches, as much as I might feel flu, but I'm not going to embrace it and say this is my flu. That's why other people are sick, and it's difficult for them to get healed, because they've embraced this thing. They're saying, no, it's my flu. No, it's my headache. It's not my headache. I'm not going to embrace it, Mfundisi, because my mind is renewed. Even myself, Mfundisi, I had to remind myself to say, but you are healed by the stripes of Jesus. Remember, other people, Mfundisi, they say, no, it is the will of God for me to be healed, sorry, to be sick. It is not the will of God for you to be sick. Why am I saying that? Let's look into the scripture. It says, by the stripes of Jesus you are healed. Why will God be fighting his will now? It says he sent his word to heal you. Why would God be fighting his will, if his will is for you to be sick? Why will he send his word for you to be healed? But it is his will. So his will is for me to live in divine health. His will is for me to walk in good health. So as much as we will feel these things, but we don't embrace them, we embrace the word. Yes, it's the fact, Mfundisi, that I'm feeling this flu, but the truth is, by the stripes of Jesus I'm healed. The truth is, he sent his word and delivered me from the destruction. Without I'm going to teach Mfundisi. So this verse carries the essence of the Christian renewal of the mind. This verse is very, very powerful, Mfundisi, because it calls us to depart from the worldly thinking. It helps us to depart from the way that the world is seeing things. Tina, we don't see things the way that the world sees things. Our minds are fixed on Christ. Even when we see destruction around us, even when others are saying there's a casting down, but Tina, we say there's a lifting up. Why are we saying that? Because we are intentional about our minds being renewed. I'm not going to say I'm going down. I will declare with my life is up and forward. I am moving forward. I'm intentional about empowering myself. So this was the very important revelation that Apostle Paul revealed unto us, Mfundisi, by the help of the Holy Spirit. So I want to say to Mpulapuli, be intentional about transforming your mind, because as you transform your mind, your life will automatically be transformed. You see, some of us, Mfundisi, we focus on upgrading my cell phone, upgrading my house, upgrading my car. There's nothing wrong about doing those things. But if your mind is not upgraded, if your mind is not transformed, you will soon lose those things. That's why we have shows on TV that are called I Blew It. I Blew It, you find someone getting 5 or 56 million rands. The person blows that money within 2 years. You are asking yourself, how possible is that? Is because the mind was not transformed. The mind was not developed to handle millions. So now as you develop your mind, the resources will come. You don't go after the resources. You don't go after money. You don't go after prosperity. You develop your mind. As you develop your mind, you will get into another level in life where things are just coming to you, because your mind is developed. And now God knows that even when I give Mfundisi this 2 million, he's not going to blow it. He will know how to use it wisely. He will know how to invest this money. He will know that 10% belongs to me. But if my mind is not developed, then I will have a problem, Mfundisi. So I want to encourage Mpulapuli to say, Mpulapuli, you are given this principle to say that if you want your life to be transformed, you need to work on your mind. God has given us this principle to say work on your mind. Yeah. As you work on your mind, things will move according to the work, to the plan of God in your life. So your mind is very powerful, Mfundisi. That's why the Bible says God declares the end in the beginning. Jesus. He sees it before he starts. Even me, because I'm made in the image of God, I need to see it. Jesus. If I'm starting a business, Mfundisi, I need to see the clients coming already. Before even I draft the business plan, I see the clients are coming. If I don't see the clients, unfortunately, the business will not last any longer. Yeah. So it's very important, Mfundisi, to say to Umphulaphuli today, God has fashioned our minds such that they can expand.
Yeah.
That's why I'm a teacher by profession. So one of the things I do is to challenge these young ones, to tell them you can achieve it. You can do it. You can do better. This is not you. You have potential. As I'm doing that, I'm expanding their mind. I'm helping them to imagine this thing. And as I'm doing that, as they do what I tell them to do, you see their lives are changing. So I want to say to Mphulaphuli, look at your life through the lenses of scripture and challenge your mind. Go to the scriptures that speak about the mind. Go to the books that addresses the issue of mind, so that you don't limit yourself, because once you limit yourself in the mind, unfortunately, even if the possibilities are there, you are not going to achieve it. There's this example that I like to make, Mfundisi. You see, if you take a horse and you tie a horse into a particular spot, the horse might move around and the horse will notice after a week or two, but I cannot go up until that point. Now, even if you can remove that leash from the horse, it will not be able to go there, because the mind is now conditioned to know, but I can't reach there. So I want to challenge Mphulaphuli today. Mphulaphuli, stretch your mind. Mphulaphuli, renew your mind. It's possible you have accepted things that you're not supposed to accept, but I'm here today to say, Mphulaphuli, stretch your mind. Mfundisi, I want us to look at Genesis chapter 11. Mfundisi, I will just read it quickly. To show the power of the mind. Genesis chapter 11. I will read from verse number... Let me start from verse number 1. Now the whole earth had one language and one speech. And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. Then they said to one another, come, let us make bricks and bake them thoroughly. They had brick for stone, and they had... ash flood for mortar. And they said, come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower whose top is in the heavens. Let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth. Verse number 5. But the Lord came. Remember, Mfundisi, up until verse 4, they've not built this city.
Yeah.
But listen to what God is saying. Verse number 5. But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. I read this scripture many times. I asked myself, but how does God come and check a city that has not been built? But he says, I am coming to see the city that has already been built. It is because the city has been built in the mind.
Wow.
Now, let's check verse number 6. And the Lord said, indeed, the people are one, and they all have one language. And this is what they begin to do. So you see verse number 6, who says they begin to do, but verse 5, he says the city is done. So now I'm saying to Mphulaphuli, these people, they knew the power of the mind. These people, they knew that if we can conceive it in the mind, then we'll be able to do it. So now their leader, Mfundisi, worked on their mind to tell them that, you know what, if we can achieve it in our minds, definitely we'll be able to do it in the natural. So I'm saying to Mphulaphuli, work on your mind, stretch your mind. Your mind can be stressed. Your mind can achieve that which you might think is not achievable. So I just want to encourage Mphulaphuli today, Mfundisi, to say that all this can be done. So the mind is unlimited, Mfundisi, in its potential to create. Wow. All we need to do is to just stretch it. How do you stretch it? You read the books. How do you stretch it? You read the word.
Wow.
You declare the scripture.
Wow.
So what one becomes in life, it is entirely, Mfundisi, dependent on the content and the quality of the mind.
Wow.
So we might get the same resources, but if our minds are not developed the same, we are not going to be able to achieve the same with the resources. That's why in the Bible we find there's a man who received 5 talents. He invested them. He got 5 more. There's a man who received 2 talents. He invested them. He got 2 more. There's one who received 1 talent. He said, no, I'm not going to use this talent. Yeah. It is because his mind was limited. He said, this master, I know that he wants to reap where he has not sown. But if he knew, Mfundisi, he was going to work on that talent. He was going to want to multiply that talent. But he said, I'm going to dig a hole and I will put this talent. And the master was very angry. He said, but if you knew that I want to reap where I did not sow, why didn't you do something about this talent? So I'm saying to Mpulapuli, Mpulapuli, work on your mind. Yeah. As you renew your mind, as you work on your mind, your life will automatically change. As you renew your mind, read, if you see that your marriage is stagnant, renew your mind. Read on books about marriage. If you see what on finances you are struggling, renew your mind. If you see what you are struggling to even trust God, renew your mind. Because remember, Mfundisi, wrong thing leads to wrong believing. And once you believe wrong, you are going to confess wrong as well. So if when you are always confessing sins, you are always, there's nothing wrong with confessing sins. But you can't tell me that from Monday to Friday, you are confessing the same sin. There's nothing good that you are confessing. In the book of Job, chapter 28, it says, you shall declare a thing, and it shall come to pass, so your way may shine. There should be a time, Fundisi, where I'm confessing the good. I might be struggling with the sin, but I confess I'm the righteousness of God. It's because my mind is renewed. I know that the old is gone. In the book of Corinthians, it says that when you are in Christ, you are the new creation. The old is gone and the new has come. Imagine, Mfundisi, I'm preaching this to someone who just got born again. They might think, but I'm still struggling with cigarette. I'm still struggling with alcohol. Let your mind be renewed. As the cravings come, declare that I'm the righteousness of God. You will see the craving will go, and God will empower you to be set free. So I'm here to say to Mpulapuli, Mpulapuli, you can do it. But you can't do it with your own strength. You need the help of the Holy Spirit. You need the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Mpulapuli, you can do it. So I want to challenge Mpulapuli. Mpulapuli, it's not going to help you to say, oh God, stretch me. Oh God, enlarge me. But you need to enlarge your mind. You need to enlarge your mind. As you do that, your life will move from one level of glory to another, from one standard to even a higher and even a better standard. So I want to say to Mpulapuli, Mpulapuli, go to the hard drive of your mind and delete some files that are not supposed to be there. There are some things that corrupted your mind, even though you want to trust God, but you keep remembering the failures of the past. I want to say, Mpulapuli, format the hard drive of your mind and put new things there. Put the faithfulness of God. Put the word of God. Without Mfundisi taking much time, I want to just say few practical things that Mpulapuli can do so that they can renew their minds. Number one, discernment. You need to train your mind to recognize false beliefs or negative thoughts. How do you do that, Mfundisi? I'm going to give this analogy. When you apply to work at the bank, when they train you to be a teller, they don't with fake money. The reason they don't train you with fake money, because in Gauteng, you might find that they've invented money. They've created fake money. In Northwest, they might have invented another fake money that is different from Joburg. So imagine if they train you with fake money. There are so many of them, you can't catch up. What they do at the bank, they teach you with original money. They teach you to say, this is how the original money feels. So now when fake comes, you will feel good, no man. But this is not the one that I'm used to. So now some of us, we read Mfundisi on the internet, 7 ways to recognize demons, 7 ways to see when demons are gone. No, don't do that. 7 ways to see if there's a curse. Instead of doing that, study on the blessings of God. Instead of doing the negative, study on the faithfulness of God. Study on how the Holy Spirit manifests. Study on the attributes of the Holy Spirit. Study on the gift of the Holy Spirit. As you are doing that, you are letting the light to shine. You are starving darkness. Don't forget focus on darkness. Focus on light, and that light will drive away darkness. Mm. So the second one, Mfundisi, is call out negative thoughts or lies. That is 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. If you see there's a thought in your mind that, no, but this one is not in line with the word of God, you put it down. You say, the word of God says, I put into captivity everything and every thought that wants to exalt itself against the knowledge of God. You put it into subjection. The third one, Mfundisi, focus on the truth. I will read this one. It's Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there's any virtue and if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things.
Wow.
So you don't have to worry. Can you see, did not mention anything negative here. I focus on the positive. As you do that, the negative will go out by itself. So I want to say, Mpulapuli, you can do it, Mpulapuli. All you need to do, focus on the word. Focus on what God is saying. Don't focus on what the devil is saying and what the devil is doing. Focus on what God is doing. Most of us, we know so many things that the devil is doing, but we don't know even a single thing that God is doing. So Mpulapuli, I want to challenge you today. The fourth one, and then I will say the fifth one, then I close. A study of scripture and prayer is very important. Not just making requests, Mfundisi. We need to have communion with God. We need to spend time with God. We need to study and meditate on the word of God. Now, others might say, but I don't know how to meditate on the word. What you do when you meditate on the word, let's look at the cow. When the cow eats food, Mfundisi, what the cow will do, it will eat, then the food will go into the stomach, but it will unswallow. I know there's no such word, but it will take out the food that is already in the stomach. It will take it and rechew it again, so that food is completely fine for the stomach. So what, as a Christian, what do? You go to the scripture. You go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57. It says, but thanks be to God who gives us victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. Now you ask yourself, but how does God give us victory? He gives us victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. It did not say through Jesus Christ. He said through the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So it means the Lordship of Jesus Christ is very important. So you do that, you remind yourself when challenges are coming, you say, you declare that scripture, but be thanks unto the Lord who gives us victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. Your prayer life will be strengthened because you feed on the word, and your mind will also be fortified because that's how powerful the word is. The last one, Mfundisi, community and fellowship. We are not called to walk alone. We are not called to be islands. We are called to walk with other Christians. So now as we do that, the Bible says iron sharpens another iron. So now we'll be encouraged. Now other brethren will help us to understand scripture more. They will help us to grow in faith. They will help us to understand the ways of God more. So we need to cultivate such things in our lives. We need to cultivate the virtues such as love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, as outlined in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23. You see, as you are feeding on these things, you are starving the negative things, and definitely your life will be transformed, and definitely the word of God will guard your heart, it will guard your mind. So thank you very much, Mfundisi. May God bless Mpulapuli as they are in this journey of renewing their minds. It's very important to renew your mind because it will help you to know what is from God and what is not from God. You see, the challenge, Mfundisi, that we are having is that we neglect this mind, and it's easy for us to be deceived. If our mind is developed, I will know when they say to me, eat grass. I know, no, but the scripture doesn't allow me to eat grass. If they say drink petrol, I will know the scripture doesn't allow me to drink petrol. We need to be people that devour the scripture. You see, lastly, in closing, Mfundisi, when the disciples were asked to mind the tables, they said, we cannot, because we need to devote ourselves in the study of the scriptures and in the ministry of prayer. Because they understood that once you understand the scriptures, there's no way the devil can deceive you. So yeah, Inkosi Mfundisi, may God bless you, Inkosi.
Wow. What a message. Indeed, I think the battle is in the mind. Once you are conquered in the mind, be rest assured that you will be conquered in your life. Now, Mfundi is reminding us once again that we ought to monitor what comes into our mind so that we might be able to withstand the tactics of the enemy. And Bapulapuli, as we begin this, we begin with Monday, may you have a right mind. May you meditate upon the word of God day and night to observe that which is written in it. Then your ways will be prosperous. Then you will have a good success. Younger, you can, if you are believing God for a healing, take a verse in the Bible and stand on top of that verse and declare that verse in your life. And you will see, Uguti, what God will do in your life. As Mfundisi have said, quoted the book of Job, it says that the righteous will decree a thing and it shall be established. Believe me, when you stand on the word of God, nothing will be able to stop you. Mfundisi, thank you very much for such a reminder. Thank you very much for telling us who we are. And you say that this mind is already in us. It is the matter of us going and searching the scriptures and meditating upon the scripture. I like the part that you said, a majority of us, we know too much about the devil and less of who we really are and less of knowing how good God is in our lives. And thank you, Mfundisi. Gakulu, siyabulisa, sibambe, nakumama nomntana ekhayeni for allowing you to be a blessing to us. We thank you very much, Mfundisi. We just want to give you, Kemhlambi, if you have closing remarks before we let you go.
Enkosi kakhulu, Mfundisi. I just want to say to Mphulaphuli, remember the strongholds or the deception was caused by information that came to the mind. So now for that to be removed as well, if there's an area in your life where you are ignorant, where you don't see results, you need to go to the scripture in order for you to see results. So now you need to be consistent in declaring scripture, in declaring scripture. Because some of us, we, chances are people have told us that, no, God does not heal anymore. God used to heal back then when the disciples were still around. But I want to say to Mphulaphuli, Mphulaphuli, we go to the scripture, we study the scripture by ourselves to check, is this true, that that which they're saying? Let's learn from what the disciples were doing in the book of Acts. They said when they got into another era to say, these ones are more noble than those ones in Thessalonica. Because these ones, they go down and search the scriptures to say, we want to see what are these things that Apostle Paul and the other disciples were preaching to us. We want to see if they are true or not. So, yeah, let me just pray, Mfundisi, shortly for Mphulaphuli. Father, we thank you for the lives of Abaphuli. Ngegama Jesu Christ was Nazareth. Father, we pray, help them, O God, remove every stronghold in their minds.
Yes, Lord.
Help them to believe you and trust you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we remove every stronghold. We remove every struggle, O God. We declare peace and healing over them. We declare joy in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Mfundisi siyabulela kakhulu. Khona ke pha uSisibongi wa kwaLudada wrote a message esithi, hallelujah, we are called to walk with other Christians, not alone. God is answering my prayers apha ngalo mfundisi. Thank you, God. Siyabulela mfundisi. Thank you very much for sharing the word of God. Kanti ke ngoku sikhupha umfundisi ngengoma kaNhlanhla Mbingo esithi ulithemba lami.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.